And you walk through the garden, watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon. Walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, save your soul. Gotta keep the devil down in the hole. He's got fire.
Hey, how you doing? Jimmy McNulty, Baltimore Police. And you are?
I'm TJ motherfucking Hooker. Got a problem with that?
Not at all, Mr. Hooker, not at all. Good to meet you.
Likewise. Jeez, this girdle is halfway up my ass.
Well, this pantyless bra's scratching my back like a son of a bitch.
Pantyless?
I'm sorry, I mean wireless.
Wireless?
I'm sorry, I mean peephole.
Put your pants back on, kid. I'm calling the whole thing off.
Speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They're watching rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. Okay.
Hello, listeners. Hello, Napoleon.
Hello there.
How are you today?
Well, I'll tell you how I am, my friend, my old friend. Do you know what I feel like?
What do you feel like?
I feel like checking tonight, checking tonight, checking tonight. I feel like checking tonight.
That would be worthwhile if we actually had a sponsor, but we don't. So, needless advert that was.
Well, have you ever had any checking tonight?
Well, I don't know. It's not tonight yet, is it?
Well, when you were a student, for instance, did you ever sit there in your underpants spooning cold chicken tonight out of the jar into your mouth whilst watching gambling shows at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Not into my mouth, no.
No? What, all over your belly?
Just all over my body, yeah.
Oh, I bet that was a lovely sight for the ladies. Were you with a lady at the time?
I can't tell you who I was with because it could result in legal action.
I'm assuming it was a lady, though.
Might have been.
Right, so you're there with a lady, you're a student, so you're sat in your dirty house on your rubbish sofa, smearing chicken tonight into your body. I bet your lady loved that.
Oh,
who,
I admit
who
it
you
was
can't
John,
name for legal reasons.
It was John Leslie.
You were there with John Leslie, the rapist, the alleged rapist.
Can we use this now? Is this totally ruined?
No, it's not ruined. Is it? There's no smoke without fire. I think we've established that. He was found not guilty by a court of law, so we could just move on. No smoke without fire.
Let's definitely move on. Have you had a good week this week?
I've had a reasonable week. Yeah, I went to the pub last night, played a bit of Scrabble.
Oh yeah, who won?
Me. The missus reckons. Sorry, I'm just drinking some Coca-Cola. Am I allowed to say Coca-Cola?
Well, you can say any product you like because we're not the BBC, but we're not getting paid for it. Remember that.
Okay. Well, I'm drinking a fruit beverage, not beverage, beverage.
It's not fruit, is it?
But it's a fruit-based beverage.
I'm not sure what's in it, to be honest. All I know is
it says it's sparkling soft drink with vegetable extracts. That doesn't make it sound very nice.
Or fruity.
Well, anyway, it's a vegetable drink. I'm drinking a vegetable drink. That's beside the point. You asked me if I'd won. Yes, I did. And the missus reckons I'm doing something to the Scrabble board.
What, something psychic?
Something mysterious, which means I get all the good letters. Because she keeps getting vowels. I mean, usually the only word she can spell is ooey-oo or favoo-voo or something like that.
Well, they're not words, are they?
They're not really words. I mean, there could be words, if there were words.
Does your missus do what mine often does when it comes to Scrabble and spend, a good 20 minutes on a turn?
Yes. Yeah, usually.
What are you going to do in the meantime? You have to have a good book with you.
Well, I mean, to the point that you... I don't know if she's just so where you're sat on the Scrabble and eventually you just go, it's your turn, love. And you both know it is. But you just sat there thinking, it's been about half an hour. Shall I jog her memory?
Yeah, it's a bit like...
It's your turn, love.
It's a bit like a driving instructor saying, in your own time.
In your own time, yeah, exactly. Whenever you're ready, but is there any possibility you could do it right now as opposed to, say, in 20 minutes' time?
Are we being sexist?
I think we're being a little bit sexist, but, I mean, speaking of driving instructors, I know for a fact that women pass their driving test because they show a bit of leg.
Took me three times before I passed.
Seven for me.
Are you serious? Seven.
Seven.
Times?
Seven. I was nearly bankrupt by the end of it.
Yeah, it's very expensive business. What went wrong, or was it just a general lack of patience?
Anger. That was involved in one of them a lot. I mean, I had an absolutely perfect driving test one time, and I had to do a 3-point turn, and I failed because I didn't look to my right on the test. But the reason I didn't look to my right is because I'd already looked to my right with my fucking eyes, and there was a hedge there, and I assumed a tractor wasn't going to burst out of the hedge and slam into the Vauxhall Corsa. Yeah? I get back to the driving centre, and the examiner fella goes, "Well, I'm afraid to say that you haven't passed. Would you like to know why?" "Yeah, go on then." "Because of the 3-point turn, blah, 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 blah." I just sat there gathering my thoughts for a couple of seconds, didn't say anything, and I just went, "Get out." He's like, "All right, get out." So, you know, he gets out of the car, "Get out!" Like, and then I followed him out, started throwing stones at him, accused him of being a paedophile. He locked himself in the examining centre, and I started hammering on the windows, and they threatened to call the police.
Right, so this week's podcast is about... I'm not really sure if I can carry on.
Why?
That story, that anecdote, it's affected me.
Well, I was bloody furious.
Well, I would have been as well, to be honest.
It was one of those things. I think it was my fifth test in. It was one of those things where you just say, "Oh, for fuck's sake." You mean to say, I drove perfectly, but for the lack of a movement of my neck, I would have passed. You bastard. So, obviously, I accuse him of being a nonce.
Yeah, I don't really understand how that part works. But...
Well, because I think, he was wearing glasses. For a start, he had slightly balding head, and I'm sure I've seen him on the BBC News.
Right, okay.
Molesting. Not molesting on the news. You wouldn't get that on the news.
No, I think that would be a step too far. Should we talk about what we're talking about today?
Yeah. Have we covered chicken tonight?
Yeah, I think you covered that.
Right, okay then. Well, what are we talking about today?
This week, listeners, we'll be talking about shows that we purposefully go out of our way to avoid. I've got three. I think Napoleon's got three.
Hang on. One, two, yep, three.
Okay, that's good. We're level pegging. And I think in some cases there won't be crossover, i.e. I will like the programme and you will go out of your way to avoid it. So obviously some hilarious banter will spring from there.
I imagine so, yeah. Especially after the shit I've been made to watch today.
Father, is there anywhere on the internet I could go for informative television reviews?
Yes, my boy, there is. It's called Watch With Mothers. You'll find it incredibly informative, despite the fact that it's written by the mentally challenged.
Thank you, Father.
Hello.
Now then, a programme I studiously go out of my way to avoid is Traffic Cops.
That's because you're a fool.
And clearly you're a fan.
I am a fan. I love Traffic Cops, I love Motorway Cops, Sky Cops, anything with cops at the end. As long as it's narrated by Jamie Theakston and it's on BBC One, I'm in.
Yeah, well, what I don't like about it is it's always exactly the same, which sometimes is a good formula for success, but in this
Songs
case...
Songs of Praise, Last of the Summer Wine...
Pretty much half of TV programming, I'd suggest.
Yep.
But with Traffic Cops, Real Cops, whatever cops, usually it's just people talking into CBs, CBs crackling. Do they call them CBs anymore? Walkie-talkies.
CBs. Hey, good buddy.
Yeah, you know this. This
is a 10-4, good buddy. We got a breaker. No, not a break. We got a smoky on our tail, good buddy. 10-4, over.
All that stuff. And then usually someone drunk with blood all over their face getting wrestled into the back of a van. Exactly, that's my reaction.
I'm sorry about that. I'm drinking a generic vegetable fruit drink.
So what do you like so much about Traffic Cops? I've just explained it's actually really tedious.
Well, no, it's not. For a start, it's all different constabularies. But it's always constabularies where there's bad stuff going on. So you've got Hull, which is a shithole. I'm sorry if you're listening to this in Hull, but there won't be anyway, will they?
No, they'll all be weeping about the demise of their shitty football team.
And also, they'll be sitting there on Kingston Communications equipment, which is a bit like listening to, well, using the internet and listening to things on a steam-driven steam thing from the olden days, isn't it?
Oh, you've lost me a bit, but the fact that you say that it makes a difference that one week it's in one constabulary and the next week it's in another constabulary, it doesn't make any difference, because you're hardly going to look at your missus and say, "Oh, how exciting, darling. We're definitely watching Traffic Cops tonight. It's from the West Midlands."
Right, you think she's got a choice in this, do you? If what? I have to sit there watching Desperate Fucking Housewives, you think, you know, for 1 minute, I'm going to sit there and say, "Do you mind if we watch Traffic Cops this evening, darling?" No, get it on.
Well, you see, in my house, there's diplomacy and
there's
reason.
No diplomacy in my house. It's a kind of two-way dictatorship, depending on who's Stalin that evening.
Funnily enough, I can imagine that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's a constant battle. It can be a bloody nightmare, quite frankly. In fact, we were only just fighting outside not very long ago.
What about?
What were we fighting about, love? She can't even remember. Oh, that's right. I rolled her a cigarette, which was substandard, apparently, because I'd omitted to put a bit of tobacco in the middle. Yeah?
Right, that does make sense, though. That would be a rubbish cigarette.
Yeah, it was a rubbish cigarette, but I don't think it needed the overreaction that it got, quite frankly. I don't want to bring up my domestic situation. I have done, clearly. But the point being is, she's a nagging fishwife. Oh, hello. There we go. There goes a finger. Typical. Anyway, yeah, so anyway, I watch Traffic Cops, and I like Traffic Cops, and the best thing about Traffic Cops is they've done loads from Sheffield, and I live here, and I saw two of them go past in a car the other day that had been on the telly. It's like seeing celebrities.
Well, of all people, I wouldn't have thought you were enthralled to low-rent celebrities.
Well, I'm not enthralled to low-rent celebrities. I don't actually like celebrities, and I'm not really interested in them. But these are like these are non-celebrity celebrities, aren't they?
You're still not backed up why I shouldn't be avoiding it.
Well, it's a good show. It's interesting. You get to see car chases. You get to see helicopters. You get to see dogs. You get to see robberies. You get to see stingers. Being you, Joe, stingers.
Yeah, they're good. They're like the nailed carpet things, aren't they?
That's right. Yeah, they knock them out onto the road. The criminal goes over them, and they go bang like that, and it bursts all his tights. Brilliant. And then you get the helicopter following it along, and he's on his rims eventually because all the rubber's gone. And then they stop it, and they pull him out of the car. You bastard, bastard, like that. Spray him with pepper spray. And meanwhile, Jamie Thigpen's going, "Oh, he's fucked."
I don't really fancy that, to be honest.
Don't you?
No, I mean, I tried to find it on iPlayer, and clearly not many people do demand it because it's not on demand.
Well, yeah, but isn't iPlayer just what's been on the telly recently?
Yeah, but I think Traffic Cops is on every week, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's one of the filler shows. Say they've done a programme about, Her Majesty the Queen, for instance.
Yeah, bless her.
Well, bless her. Or Prince Philip, in fact. Let's go Prince Philip. They've done a programme on Prince Philip. It's half hour long about his... what do you get with Prince Philip? It's either wildlife or racism, isn't it?
Shooting wildlife, isn't it?
Yeah, no, he's the president of the WWF.
But didn't they used to talk back in the 80s about how hypocritical that was?
No, when he was a young man, he used to shoot tigers in India, but then he sort of realised, had an epiphany, that wasn't a good idea. And I think he's been the president of the WWF since the 70s. He's a big wildlife conservation thing. The problem with your royals is they're all overshadowed by Charles banging on about architecture, aren't they?
Well, and organic food.
Or organic food, or whatever. Whatever he's banging on about. He's got to do something while he's waiting to be king.
Is he ever going to be king, do you think?
Yeah, we will be. Of course he'll be king, because, you see, what happens is the monarch dies and their son takes over. That's how it works.
Yeah, I know, but she might outlive him, seriously. He's in his 60s now, isn't he?
He is now, yeah. But the problem is with royals is, I mean, they live very good lives nowadays, don't they? I mean, you look at the Queen Mum, she went on till she was 101.
Was she really 101?
Yeah, she was 101 when she died.
That's fucking ancient.
Well, I remember when I was a boy, they still had the Queen Mum.
Well, yeah, same here. That's because she lived to 101.
That's right. So, you know, she was old. But she was old then. But they still had her. Anyway, you've made me lose my train of thought. Anyway, so the BBC, they do a programme about Prince Philip, for instance.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be about his racism, would it? Not half seven on a Friday night on BBC One, would it?
No, they tend to shy away from that unless it's made the news.
Right, so it'd be about pandas then. So he's doing a show, Prince Philip on pandas, and oh no, Prince Philip dies. Yeah, God forbid. But it's going to happen at some stage. He's in his 90s, I think.
It's inevitable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's inevitable. Or 80s. They're probably about the same age as Brucey.
Yeah, but they might actually be the same person.
What, Bruce Forsyth and Prince Philip are the same person? Mind you, like they always say, you never see them in the same room.
Precisely.
Except at Royal Variety performances where you do.
Hello there. You're listening to the smooth and groovy sounds of Watch With Mothers. Here to entertain you in your ears as you go to sleep or perhaps masturbate into a cup. Watch With Mothers.
Right, well, we've totally covered traffic cops and at least you managed to get to the end of your point.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Well, I don't actually think I did, to be honest with you.
Something about Prince Philip.
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway, he's dead. Whatever. No, he's not dead.
He's not dead.
We can't announce on air, can we, that he's dead?
No, he's definitely not dead, I don't think.
No, well, as of the time of this recording, Prince Philip, thank God, is alive and well.
Yeah, praise him.
Yeah, so what are we doing now, anyway?
We are covering Come Dine With Me, one
come
of my favourites.
Come dancing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
No, dining, Come Dine With Me.
Oh, Come Dine With Me. Oh, right, Come Dine, yeah, I didn't like that.
So you gave it a chance, did you? Who was the one you watched?
I watched a Come Dine With Me celebrity special, and I've written down here, it had on it the X Factor man, some black fella in a flat cap, a posh woman, and some other woman.
You told me this was a celebrity special.
Yeah, there was a man for the X Factor, there was a fella from, it was a black fella with a flat cap on from a rap band.
Right.
Right, do you know that rap music all them kids listen to?
Yeah, I know the genre.
He did that.
Right, so who was the man from the X Factor?
It was one of those people. Oh, like that.
A singer?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, say you've got, what do you call it? Robson and Jerome's.
Yeah.
Yeah? That song then, oh my love, my darling, that one.
Gareth Gates?
No, not Gareth Gates. It's four Wazzocks, and they come on and they do a kind of, oh my love, my darling, you know, like that sort of version of it.
Right, so are they all white lads, are they?
Yeah, he looked like he was about 12 years old. I can't remember the bloody name of them now, but there's four of them, yeah. One of them looks a bit fat, and one of them has a really high voice like that. That wasn't very high, was it?
You've just described all boy bands.
No, they're not a boy band. I think they came second or third off of the X Factor, and well, there's four of them.
So that is a boy band, technically, isn't
right,
it?
Right. Well, whatever. There was
I know. I know who it is.
Who?
Is it the G4 Summit? Or
G4. There you go. Anyway, it was the one off of G4.
Right.
With a blonde hair who sings higher than all the rest of them. And every time he sings, everybody gives him a round of applause. Him.
Yeah, he's not right. Who's the other one?
Right. The other one was it... There's a group in London where they all got guns.
So Solid Crews.
Could have been. There was him.
Was it called Harvey?
So Solid Crew. Him. Crews.
Was his first name Harvey So Solid Cruz?
It could have been, I think it was Bernard So Solid Cruz.
Right, who were the other ones?
There was a posh woman.
Right.
She had eyebrows, eyes like a cat.
Tamara Beckwith.
Could be. And I remember who the other one was, Lindsay DePaul.
Who's that?
She's a singer from the olden days.
I'm sure I recognise that name from Playbirds, the popular 70s porno man.
No, she wasn't in porn. You can't say she was in porn. You're thinking of... are you thinking of Linda Lovelace?
I probably am, actually.
Yeah, well, anyway, it wasn't her. It was Lindsay DePaul. She was a singer.
Right, what's she sing?
Probably something along the lines of Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. So, did you like Come Dine With Me?
Well, I watched Well, I say I watched it. It started, it introduced who was on it. It said all these people are going to be trying to win £1,000 for the charity of their choice. Because obviously, if you're a celebrity, and apparently these people are, you're not allowed to win the money for yourself, are you?
No.
It's always got to be for a charity, which, I mean, if I was a celebrity, I'd say, well, I'm very sorry, no.
Especially those kinds of celebrities.
Yeah, well, that's it. Apart from the posh woman, who I think's on a trust fund, they all look like they could do with the money.
Well, yeah, it's like Celebrity Big Brother. At least they actually give them money because they need it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was this lot, and I got as far as the X Factor man was cooking the other three. Something I've written it down here. Goat cheese on homemade bruschetta.
Yeah.
Yeah, followed by tea-smoked fillet of duck. That's when I switched it off. And I've written here, in big letters, no!
That's two big letters, then.
Yeah, big letters, no!
So there's nothing wrong with goat's cheese on bruschetta, is there? That's all right.
Well, yeah, there is. For a start of cheese, it doesn't come out of goats. It comes out of cows. Everybody knows that.
You can make cheese out of any milk. You can make it
from human.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You were just about to say you can make it from human milk, can't you? That's disgusting.
Yeah, but you can do.
Right, you tell me, apart from hippie women, what woman could you go up to and say, excuse me, love, can I have a bit of milk out of your udders because I need to make some cheese?
Well, the important word there is could. You could make cheese from a lady's boob.
No, I'm very sorry. Cheese comes from cows.
And
you look it up on the internet.
And goats.
Look it up on the internet.
What? Look what up?
Cheese. If you look up on cheese, it'll have a website, probably, that'll come up saying cheese, a substance made off of cows that's sold in supermarkets.
Right, as we speak, I'm just on the internet. Cheese.
There's no need to look on the internet.
Okay, we've got goat's cheese, sheep's cheese. Any other cheese you want me to type in? Or
cow cheese. That's where cheese comes from. Cows. Off of cows.
There's cow cheese as well. There's all kinds of cheese.
Cat cheese?
There's no cat cheese, but there
could
be cat cheese.
You don't make cheese out of cats.
The point is, you could make cheese from cats' milk.
No, cheese comes from cows. Anyway, he made this cheese out of a goat, if you can believe that. Ridiculous. And I don't even know what a bruschetta is, but it sounds posh.
It's just toast.
What, in other words, he made cheese on toast?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, anyway, moving on to dish number two. Tea-smoked fillet of duck.
Well, you like smoked bacon, don't you?
I like smoked bacon, but tea smoked? What is that? Eh?
Well, they burn tea and use that to smoke the item. You know, it's just like smoked bacon. They smoke some kind of wood.
They do what to a cup of tea?
They take tea. You know where tea comes from? Tea leaves.
Leaves, yeah.
Yeah.
And you put it in tea bags and you make a cup of tea.
Yeah, but you can, if you want, take the leaves, burn them near a duck.
No.
And have tea smoked duck.
No.
I got this hideous diarrhea coming out of my anus. I'd rather be
Right, let's move on to Countryfile,
hey!
The show that I know you love.
I love Countryfile. I love Countryfile as much as I love... What things do I love that are quite soft and lovely? I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not one of these sort of people that likes many soft things. You know what I mean? I don't like teddy bears or anything. I quite like ducks.
Butter? Margarine?
Buttocks?
Butter.
Oh, butter. Yeah, well, I like butter. I like buttocks.
Yeah, I like buttocks. Well, it depends on the buttocks.
Well, yeah, obviously not sort of hideous man buttocks covered in wrinkles. Like them buttocks they had on Vic Reeves the other night.
What, Vic Reeves' buttocks?
No, not Vic Reeves' buttocks. They had a thing on Shooting Stars where you had to identify two people's buttocks, didn't you? And they had a shot of six buttocks, and there was one pair of buttocks on there. Wow, they're horrible.
Oh, they were the two fat bakers or whatever they're called.
Two hairy ladies.
Two fat hairy ladies.
Two fat hairy ladies on motorbikes with hideous backsides. Well, anyway, not those sort, but ladies, lovely rounded ladies' buttocks, long as they're street legal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them. So anyway, yeah, and butter. Well, I prefer them spreadables. You know, not so much I can't believe it's not butter. This is very product placement-y, this.
Yeah, we're going brand heavy this week.
We are.
Doesn't matter.
Well, anyway, I like that. I like the, but I don't so much like that. I like that Clover stuff that they have on the adverts.
I don't like the advert, though.
No, no, it's a bit, isn't it? Bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, a bit. I'm not sure about that. Mind you, obviously it's not quite as bad as WeBuyAnyCar.com, 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 WeBuy... Fucking hell.
Yeah, and what are we talking about?
Countryfile.
Yeah, now this was mine. I chose this one, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
So, as you know, I grew up in a field.
You did grow up in a field. Well, you grew up in a house in a field. Let's not make it sound like your mother and father were so poor you lived in a field.
Oh no, I lived in quite a decent, spacious house.
Yeah, I remember your house was quite nice.
Yeah, it was a nice house in a field, surrounded by fields, with more fields beyond that.
And allegedly a cowshed nearby.
There was definitely a cowshed with lots of nipplets.
Well, we've covered that, and I think we'll agree to disagree.
Right, but anyway, my point is, I've had enough of the country, right? This is why.
You think you've got the countryside licked, is that what you're saying?
Well, certainly the Lincolnshire countryside, yeah.
To me, I would argue that's not proper countryside. That's just a load of flat things with Brussels sprouts in them.
Well, let me come to my point.
Okay, you come to your point.
I fired up Countryfile on demand.
Right.
Opened with lots of lovely shots of what I imagine is probably Gloucestershire, Wiltshire countryside. Mm. You know, nice green fields, bit of a hill here and there, bit of a meadow. And I thought, this is very nice, I might enjoy this. And then cut to John Craven in a flat field, covered in ploughed mud, probably in Lincolnshire, looking miserable, talking about, I don't know, tax breaks for farmers or something. And I thought, I'm not watching this.
Right, and that was it, you just turned it off?
Turned it off.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, they usually stick the Craven bit in halfway through. The beginning bit is usually the lovely Julia Bradbury walking around those nice bits of the countryside and then cutting to a farming fella who himself has a very nice farm and all that. You picked a dud.
Hang on, Julia Bradbury, I'm quite a big fan of hers.
Yeah, she's the presenter of Countryfile.
You should have seen the Come Dine With Me with her in it.
I didn't want to see the Come Dine With Me. I watched 4 minutes or 5 minutes of Come Dine With Me, and that's enough. I think I've seen Come Dine With Me.
Yeah, but if you see the one with her in it, it proves conclusively that she's a dirty little raver.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's she do?
She's basically... Well, you just have to watch it, but she... Let's put it this way. She likes to tipple, and boy, does that girl like to flirt.
Oh, yeah. Does she sit there in her pants when she's drunk?
No, but kind of if you watch it, you can allow your mind to wander.
Does she sit there in her skeggies?
Skeggies? What skeggies?
Sorry, I meant to say skiddies. Remember skiddies?
Countryfile, I noticed there was a fair few presenters on it. They all seem like decent, clean-cut folks, but they're talking about tax breaks on fields.
No, they're not talking about just tax breaks on fields. There was a brilliant win. It was like a great adventure. It was on about 2 years ago, where this fella drove geese all the way to Newark.
From where?
Just outside of Newark.
That's the point, isn't it? That's only impressive if it's somewhere miles away from Newark. You can't just say to Newark.
Yeah, no, but it was an interesting tale. There was him, there was a load of geese, there was a dog, he had a stick, and it went on over 3 weeks. So he had cliffhangers. Whoa, will he get to Newark? That's what the first week was. Second week was, oh, will he get to Newark? And then the third week, look, he's in Newark.
Well, yeah, that proves you can make a cliffhanger out of anything.
Well, you can, admittedly, which is what Neighbours is based on, because they literally can.
Yeah, one, like, half a development each episode, and then you've got a cliffhanger on that half a development.
Yeah, but the point being is, I think the problem that you've got, what the problem Countryfile's got, is it's been moved from its proper slot, which is in the morning on a Sunday, to, I think, what, 7 o'clock at night on a BBC One on a Sunday.
That's prime time.
That's prime time, whereas it used to be the kind of show you'd wake up, you were there, covered in vomit, and shit, and you think, I don't want to have a bath, because last night's boozing really has not the idea of hygiene on the head. But what I can do is sit here, covered in my own shit, watching Countryfile, yeah? Like, well, you and your addiction to T4s.
I don't watch T4s, ever.
That, That wasn't a fart. If you heard that, that wasn't a fart. That was me up. That was my chair.
I didn't hear anything.
It went what? Like that. It did sound like a fart. That didn't sound like a fart. Not what? I mean, if you started doing that, you'd go to the doctors, wouldn't you?
So you're saying John Craven is slaving away on the show and all you consider it to be is hangover TV?
No, it was hangover TV, but it was nice and gentle hangover TV. And they used to have it followed by the politics show.
Well, yeah, I can watch that sort of stuff, but I don't know, just farmers talking about tax breaks.
Well, for the people listening, I think I should say to them, not that they're going to take my advice seriously, but if they do, for some weird reason, don't listen to Swine's Head. Watch Countryfile, because it's more than John Craven banging on about tax relief for mud.
Hello, I am unpleasant African dictator Idi Amin. I'm just here to say, this is a Watch With Mothers new podcast. They're great. Now I'm off to eat somebody's head. Goodbye!
Moving on to a show that...
Yes, carry on.
Moving on to a show that I became addicted to arbitrarily, i.e. my missus watches it.
Because of your bird?
Yeah,
bird.
She watches it. And you know, they put a TV show on sometimes and you get dragged in.
Not happened to me once. There's been a few shows the missus has watched and I refuse to like them. Admittedly, well, it's Smallville and the aforementioned Desperate Housewives, and still I can't stand them.
Yeah, you see, those are dramas which you can generally take or leave, but if it's reality, quite often a format can get its hooks in like an earworm.
Well, you say that, but it only seems to happen to people like you. I've yet to become addicted to these sort of things.
That's fair enough. But America's Next Top Model is one such example. I can see it for the obscenity that it is. It's actually a weekly atrocity. Everything about it is horrific, but I bizarrely enjoy it thoroughly.
Right. You made me watch some of this.
Yeah, it's not even as if you're not really aware of it, even. It's not as if
I'm literally only aware of it thanks to the website watchwithmothers.net.
Right.
Sorry about that. But yeah, I'm only aware of it because of that, because you and Breeches bang on about it, saying how wonderful it is.
Oh yeah, she's a big fan.
She likes it as well, doesn't she? So, well, anyway, for the purposes of this this recording, I gave it a good go. I gave it a thorough watching. Mm. I watched episode 1 of Cycle 12 of America's Next Top Model. I don't know what the cycle's all about.
It should have been 13, shouldn't it?
I couldn't find 13. I went for Cycle 12.
Right, well, they call them cycles because they're less regular than... they're not yearly. I think that's the reason. It could just be that Tyra Banks thinks that it sounds cool and therefore wants to differentiate her product.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, do you want me to do a rundown of what happened?
Please do, talk me through it.
Okay, right, so it started. There was loads of pictures of people, and somebody saying, oh, I'm this season's Next Top Model, blah, 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 blah. Lots of flashing shit of different women dressed as idiots. And then it sort of went into a pack of women getting off a bus in Las Vegas. Because apparently the whole thing was coming from Vegas. Because, and I've written here, Vegas has some of the sexiest shopping on the planet. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, I've never found shopping very sexy.
Well, neither have I, because usually I'm buying underpants. There's nothing sexy about underpants.
Well, there can be.
Oh, well, yeah, all right, on Burt Reynolds, perhaps.
There is sexy shopping, I suppose, in certain adult shops.
Well, yeah, shopping for sex toys, but that's not... I don't think that the whole premise of the programme is a load of bloody women going and buying sex toys in Las Vegas, is it?
No, the premise of the show is lots of attractive, just about street-legal girls competing over who looks the best... and being judged by people who wouldn't know a good-looking woman if one punched them in the face.
Well, right. Well, if that is a premise, then fair enough. I don't know, because to be honest with you, if I just carry on here, I didn't get very far, and this is why. The women got off the bus. They were met by a phalanx of Roman soldiers. Ooh, yeah? So they all got off. They're all, oh, my God, oh my God, like that. They were all putting their hands up to the mouths, stamping their feet and going, oh my God, oh my God. And the Roman soldiers parted ways, and behind them was a man who looked like Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, that's
but with the voice of B. Arthur from the Golden Girls.
His name is Mr. J.
Mr. J, right, well, he was a twerp.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's the British word for it, is it?
He definitely is a twerp.
Yeah, he was a twerp. And anyway, he sounds like B. Arthur. Do you remember her? The man womanoid from Golden Girls.
I'd say he's more effeminate than that, genuinely more effeminate.
Well, he sounded like that sort of thing. Or, I mean, I says to the missus who couldn't see this, yeah, I says, you never guess, that's a man. And you should have seen her face.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, he starts going, oh my God, ladies, have we got a thing for you? Like that. And all the ladies are like, oh my God, oh my God, like that. And he goes, we want you to go over there and put on some clothes. And they all went, ah, oh my God, oh my God. And then it cut to them all putting on some clothes, going, oh my God, it's amazing, oh my God. And then they all came out of the room. They were all dressed as Roman slave girls. And Mr. J, was it? Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
He said, oh my God, girls, you look absolutely amazing. And they all went, oh my God, this is amazing. And then they started taking photographs of each and every one of them and cutting to the girl that they were taking photos, who every one of them says, I'm beautiful. I'm the most beautiful woman here. This is amazing. Oh my God. Like that. Then you cut back to Mr. Vanilla Ice, who went, you just look simply fabulous, darling. And I turned it off. No.
What I'm particularly enjoying about this cycle is that they've got...
No!
Well, could I carry on?
Sorry.
What I'm enjoying about this cycle, you see, if you'd have given it a bit more of a chance, you'd have seen the depths it plumbs. Because this cycle, they're talking about, obviously models have to be, I don't know, over 5'10" or something, which obviously excludes probably about 80% of women.
Most women.
Yeah, so they're going on about how they're breaking down the barriers. Last year they had a transsexual, this year they're talking about height. But in the middle of all this, there's an Asian girl with a lazy eye, and they constantly take the piss out of her with comedy sounds and just chuckle at the fact she's got a lazy eye, which, as far as I can see, is more of a... well, it's not a disability, but it's a disadvantage in the modelling world compared to a height issue.
Yeah, so, and why do you watch this then? I mean, you've actually just made it sound even more unpleasant than the bit I watched.
I can't tell you precisely why I watch it, but I get a genuine delight in feeling enraged with some kind of validity.
Right, because, I mean, I felt enraged at that bit I've just described, which is just, I mean, I think that's fair, isn't it? I wasn't being over the top.
No,
there,
I
was
think
I?
That was... Actually, you underdid it, because Miss J's voice is a lot... Mr. J, there's two, you see. There's Mr. J and Miss J, both of them men. But Mr. J's voice is higher than that, I think. He's kind of like, oh, my God, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you look fabulous!
Oh, my God, this is amazing!
Oh, my God, you look fabulous, darling!
Yeah.
You look fabulous! And then the moment the back's turned, my God, that bitch is the fattest ass I've ever seen in my whole motherfucking life!
Yeah. I think you've picked it up, but I can tell I've not converted you.
I'm never watching it again!
Oh, watch with mothers. Watch with mothers. No. Yes? Watch with mothers. Watch with mothers. Yes. I will watch with mothers.
Right, so that's one American import covered.
Mm-hmm.
And now on to another. I know that you gave this a go. You at least started this.
I've actually seen several episodes of this show. I thought it was all right. I will say that. From what I saw, thought it was all right. Probably could have got into it. Shall we say what it is?
Yeah, tell us what it is.
It's The Wire. The Wire.
Oh, can you hear that in the background?
I did, yeah. I thought it sounded like a lorry farting.
It's a dirt bike.
Oh, was that a dirt bike in London?
Yeah, because you need them in a heavily urbanised area.
I was going to say, have you got any dirt in London?
We haven't.
So, dirt tracks?
That kind of took the sting out of your introduction.
Well, whatever, I can get the sting back. Hang on a minute. Here it is. Right, The Wire, I started watching it, thought it was all right, but the problem was they had it on at 11:15 on BBC Two every single night of the week. I've just not got that level of commitment.
That is actually a masterstroke, though.
Is it?
Yeah, because then you could, if you have a V Plus or Sky Plus recorder, then the idea is you record five and then do what you do with the box sets and set them, watch them in a row.
But on the V Plus, they've got a couple of series anyway, haven't they?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so there was no need to do that anyway. I just thought that level of commitment, yeah. I was in hospital at the time, actually, as well. So it was reasonably enjoyable to watch it at night, but it tapered off, couldn't be bothered.
Well, it tapers up, I would say, if that's such a thing. But
anyway, I've got what I've done here. Yeah, is I know you're a big fan of The Wire. You've watched them all, haven't you? You've watched them all.
Yeah, I'm not one of these people that brags about it, but yeah,
you've watched them all. You've watched them all. Fair enough. So you consider yourself a bit of a Wire aficionado.
I know my stuff.
So I think you're the right man to answer the five charges I have written here before me as to why The Wire is rubbish, even though I just said it was all right.
Ain't no thing. Bring it on.
Ignore that. Right, so charge number one, sir.
Indeed.
Number one, it's no touch of frost or Morse, is it?
I've never got on with Morse. It's not similar to either because it's far more complex.
No, it's not.
Complex. It is because it takes place over days, months, years, and therefore doesn't get summed up in like a week's worth of investigation.
So does Touch of Frost. That's been going for like called 10 years.
Yeah, but it's not the same case all the way through, is it?
Yeah, it is. It sort of is. Because it's murders.
Yeah, murder that gets solved each episode.
Yeah, but it's murders.
Right, so I've won that one. Number two.
I won that. Right, number two, sir.
Yeah.
Hang on. In What's In It, who was off of 300, has prominent teeth, like Dracula or the devil.
No, you've got that wrong. Dominic West.
Him off of 300. Prominent teeth, like Dracula or the devil.
If you said boggly eyes, I could get that, but he hasn't got prominent teeth.
Hang on a minute. Boggly eyes. Right, In What's In It, who was off of 300, has both prominent teeth and boggly eyes, like Dracula, the devil, or Marty Feldman.
I can agree with the Marty Feldman aspect, but Dracula's A, a fictional character, and B, nothing like Dominic West. Right. Charge number three, please.
Charge number three, sir. They're making out Baltimore's dangerous. It isn't.
Well, I agree. There's probably a degree of, embellishment there. But, you know, if we were making a documentary about, say, Boston's Fenside, Boston, Lincolnshire, that is.
Not Boston Legal.
No, Boston, Lincolnshire.
But that's quite dangerous, is Boston.
Well, Fenside in Boston is the most dangerous part, but you'd have to, you know, vroom it up a little bit, because on a day-to-day basis, it's really quite sleepy.
Yeah, but I thought that Baltimore was all right. I've seen it on the internet.
Have you been?
No, never been.
We can't really answer that charge, either of us, because we've not actually been to the hood.
Charge number four, sir.
Hit me.
Heartbeat's more realistic.
Well, it's set in the 60s, isn't it?
What, Heartbeat? Yeah, but it's relevant to today. If you take out the fact everybody's dressed as if they're in the 60s, the fact it's set in Yorkshire and the fact it's full of Kinks music, it's exactly the same as The Wire.
Well, probably nothing ever happens in the Yorkshire Moors. Yeah,
it's crime. It's bloody crime. It's murders.
You're wrong, though, because the music in Heartbeat is probably one of the most important things about it, and it's all dubbed over the top. It's an overdub, whereas in The Wire, music is only ever played on a stereo or in a club. It's never... Or in a car.
It's all that rap music these kids listen to. The point being is, with the music in Heartbeat, is it's better music because it's from the olden days.
Right, well, hit me with charge five.
Right, charge number five, sir. This is the final charge. It's your final charge against The Wire, sir.
Yeah.
Here we go. There's too much jive talking.
Jive talking?
Jive talking.
Like the Bee Gees?
Like the Bee Gees. Jive talking. They're talking too much jive, sir. They're talking too much jive.
Tell me, define jive talking for me.
It's talk, all that mofo, you mofo, jive talking. You mofo.
Well, there's a lot of slang, and a lot of people did watch it on subtitles, which you could have done if you'd have
had, like Ramsey Nesbitt.
Yeah, if you'd have, you know, got that thought, you might have enjoyed it a bit more.
Right.
I admit there were long periods where I couldn't understand what was being said, but I don't think jive talking is the correct term for it.
Well, it's jive talking, that's what they call it. It's jive talking is the talking in the streets.
No, it's not. It's a song by the Bee Gees.
No, it's not just a song. The Bee Gees did not invent the concept of jive talking. They took what jive talking in, which in the 70s was... Have you ever seen Live and Let Die with Roger Moore?
No.
Right, well, there's a bit in that where Yaphet Kotto out of Alien, do you remember him? The black fella who's friends with Harry Dean Stanton.
Oh, yeah, I remember
Right,
him.
Yeah. There's a bit in there, he's the villain, and he says to James Bond, he says, "What's your name?" And James Bond said, "The name's Bond, James Bond." To which he replies, "Names is for tombstones, baby. Take this honky out and waste him." Like that, yeah? That is jive talking, that.
Jive talking, is it?
Yeah, there's too much jive talking.
You're telling me lies. Okay, the final. What's that noise?
Oh, just sorry, I just had a cup of coffee.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, yeah. Can I just stop you there?
Yeah, please do.
Because I've just remembered I'm meant to do a plug. I'm very sorry about this, but I did promise.
For what, Coca-Cola, Chicken Tonight?
Not Chicken Tonight, no. Do you know Nick Tan, the failed musician?
He's a very accomplished musician. Well, he's just not found the success he deserves.
Yeah, he's not Eddie Van Halen, is he? Let's be fair. He's not Queen.
I'm sure he wouldn't want to be Eddie Van Halen.
What? So if you said to Nick Tan, if you said, "Oh, by the way, Nick, there's an opening in Eddie Van Halen." Oh, no, hang on, that sounds rude.
That sounds revolting.
Sorry about that. There's an opening in Van Halen, not Eddie Van Halen, Van Halen. Yeah, do you think Nick would say, "No, thanks, I'll just keep on doing me internet stuff, thanks a lot." Same with Queen.
He's got a full-time job, hasn't he?
Has he?
I think so, and... Well, he's got family attachments, so he might have to turn that offer down.
Right. Well, anyway, the point being is, I said to him I'd plug his thingy, yeah? He's got a thing called The Vinyl Project, and I've forgotten the name of the website, but he wants everybody to get involved with it. I'm not, fuck that. But if you want to get involved with Nick's stupid project, go on the internet, it's called The Vinyl Project, get involved. I don't know why you'd want to, but there you go. Now that, my friend, is advertising.
That's good advertising, especially considering I'm meant to be publicising that in other ways and they've completely neglected to do so. So sorry, Nick. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Nick, but your project sounds like the ramblings of a mentally unstable village idiot.
I think it's quite a good idea, personally. I'm just lazy. Well, not lazy. I'm busy.
Busy. Right, should we get on? Should we crack on with the gadget show?
The Gadget Show, a programme I love and you go out of your way to avoid.
I do, but well, I'll go out of my way to avoid it, but probably accidentally. I have seen the adverts, and I must say that the young lady who presents it is very pleasing on the eye.
Susie.
Lovely Susie. Lovely Susie Perry. The other fella, however, looks like a genetic experiment that went horribly wrong.
You're being racist.
That's not racist. I'm not on about Normski. I'm on about the other fella, the one with the flat cap, the boggly eyes, the prominent teeth. He's about 4 foot tall, and he wears a flat cap.
Ah, Jason Bradbury. You see, there's three presenters. It's a triumvirate, and a triumphant triumvirate, might I add.
Right, I'm sorry, but if that was very good, by the way.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Hang on. There. Right. Now, if you want a brilliant trio of presenters, may I point you in the direction of Jeremy Clarkson, James May, and the other one?
Right. So in that collection, you've got I can't even bring myself to describe him.
What, Jeremy Clarkson?
Well, I don't mind him so much. It's the little one I don't like.
Well, Richard Hammond. Nobody likes Richard Hammond. I don't know why. He's all right.
He's a tit.
He's personable. Anyway, the point being is they're the best. They're the benchmark of trio presenters, which Watchdog would take heed to have a look at. Because fuck knows what's going on with Watchdog at the moment. It's a disgrace.
Unwatchable, isn't it?
It is unwatchable. It was all right when it was Nicky Campbell, Julia Bradbury and the other one. But now it's got Anne Robinson, Rogue Trader fella, and Anita, whatever her name is. It's garbage.
Well, what I don't like about Top Gear is that it's all about cars, but the Gadget Show is about something interesting.
Right, well, the Gadget Show, as far as I was forced to watch this by you. I watched the intro, and I watched a fella trying to climb a wall using gadgets.
Captain Gecko.
Yeah, and then it was only a clip of him because it was coming up. And then Then it cut to the lovely lady and that freak, Igor, by her side, and I switched it off.
Igor, that's not very nice.
Igor, mate. Igor. Susie, this is Susie. Hello, welcome to the Gadget Show. We've got some wonderful things on here tonight. Cut to Igor. Yes, master. I can't wait to try out the new iPods.
You're not being very nice. Jason Bradbury's
he's a freak. He's a toad. He's a man crossed with a toad.
It's the exact definition of a good egg. He's even got an egg-shaped head.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there. There have been plenty of good eggs over the years. Can't name any, but there have been. They've all been wazzocks.
Now, you see, on the Gadget Show, they are all... Actually, you missed one out. There's another
Normski.
Presenter. There's another... No, there's another one.
Normski.
There's the dad of the group, the bloke who went hiking with Brian Blessed.
Oh, I only saw a clip of him.
I think his name's Grantham or Graham or something.
Leslie Grantham murdered a taxi driver.
Allegedly.
No, that's not allegedly. He was convicted of that. Germany, was it when he was in the army?
It wasn't murder, though, was it?
Yeah, it was murder. Well, he said it was self-defence, but he shot him in the back of the head. Right, I'm sorry, but is this self-defence? You're in the back of a taxi, the taxi driver is in the front of the taxi, you shoot the taxi driver in the back of the head, and then you say that's self-defence. How's that self-defence? Grantham, you're a guilty man.
I'm just watching this slowly unravel on the cutting room floor.
What are you on about? Allegedly.
So
you've got Leslie Grantham, you've got Susie Boobs, you've got Normski, and you've got Igor.
Yeah, that's about the size of it. And they're all really enthusiastic, and they're talking about interesting stuff, whereas on Top Gear, if we're making that comparison, which I don't know where that's come from, we're talking about three middle-aged men who should know better, talking about boring old cars.
Yeah, cars are interesting, though. Gadgets aren't interesting. What's interesting about a gadget?
Well, it can improve your life, whereas a car will just pollute the environment and waste time.
Yeah, but what if you need to get from London to Edinburgh very quickly?
Take a train, intercity, faster than a car.
No, they're not. As was proved the other week when Jeremy Clarkson raced a car. He was in a train, Richard Hammond was on a bike, and James May was in a car. May arrived first.
Did they close the roads?
No, they didn't close the roads.
What car was it?
He was in a Jaguar from the 1960s.
Right. Did he break the speed limit?
No, he didn't.
Well, I'm finding it hard to believe that if from the point of getting in the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
that an intercity to Edinburgh from London is slower than a Jaguar that's abiding all the rules of the road.
Clarkson has conclusively proved that you can beat an aeroplane... from the south of France back to London. He did that. He beat that. He beat a train from London to Norway. He beat the bullet train in Japan in a car. He's beaten everything in a car. You're wrong.
Right, so what's the common denominator in all of these trials?
Clarkson.
There's another one.
Cars.
Yeah, boring old cars.
What do you mean boring old cars? There is nothing boring. There's been certainly boring cars, but cars, as a general rule, are not boring. Whereas gadgets, the thing we're supposed to be talking about, now they are boring.
No, I'll go one further. Cars are well boring.
Well, cars, you may say cars are well boring, but I say, whatever, whatever.
So we've descended to that level.
Yeah, we have descended to that level. As Bob Mortimer said on Shooting Stars the other day, and I thought it was one of the best lines I've ever heard, tell it to somebody who's actually had a shit.
Yeah, that was good.
Superb. Anyway, the Gadget Show. So what sort of gadgets do they talk about?
Well, any kind of gadget that will
iPops.
Improve your life. It's not just the iPops, it's other stuff as well.
Is it iPops, is it?
And they also talk about interesting technology in the future. It's like tomorrow's world, but interesting.
Hello? You didn't say it was like tomorrow's world.
It's a lot like tomorrow's world, because the other day they were talking about, well, stuff that you wouldn't even dream of.
Well, did they have a thing on it called the CD? And it didn't matter what you did to it, you could put it in a bucket of water, cover it in jam, Marmite, scratch it, take a screwdriver to it, didn't made no difference. It would still play Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms.
Or George Michael, Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper, the latest Sade record.
But, yeah, obviously that was a flaw in tomorrow's world. They got that bit of technology wrong, didn't they?
Right, but this is like a modern tomorrow's world, presented by a hideous genetic freak.
They talk about you've pretty much got it bang on, actually.
Mm. That sounds all right, I wish I'd watched it.
And that draws us to the end. What's that noise?
Sorry, that was me going like that. We didn't really cover the gadget show there very well, did we? We actually just ended up talking about Top Gear.
There's a lot of similarities.
Similarities.
There's a lot of similarities between the two, so I think they'll understand what we're on about.
Right, do you want to hear my song?
Go on.
Right, here we go. Your dog's just shit on my lawn. Well, your cat's just shit on my trousers. Get that dog out me house. Get that cat out me houses. Because I've got two houses. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Do you like that? It's the eternal struggle between dog and cat.
Yeah, that whole concept's never been addressed in popular song, has it? So,
well, not really, no, not until now. And I think I've conclusively proved from that it will never be solved. The eternal conundrum.
Yeah, it's a Gordian knot, if it is, because I don't know, what a Gordian knot is.
Well, essentially what a Gordian knot is you either like dogs or you like cats. There's no in-between.
Well, I do.
You don't like cats and dogs, and you don't like dogs and cats. Never the twain.
I like both.
Never the twain.
But I do like both, though.
No, you've missed out. Never the twain. If we take the example of Never the Twain,
was Frank Muir in that?
No, it wasn't Frank Muir. If we're doing Never the Twain, I'm clearly Windsor Davis, and you clearly are Donald Sinden.
Donald Sinden.
Yes. No, Donald Sinden.
Hang on, why are you doing Donald Sinden?
You're doing Donald Sinden. Hang on, start again, right? I'm Windsor Davis. I'm coming into your antique shop now. Hey, hold on.
Yes, would you come in, please? Yes. Oh, you lovely boy. How are you doing, yes? I'm just thinking about buying a cat, you lovely boy. Oh, I would advise you buy a puppy dog, yes. No, I'd rather buy a cat, you lovely boy.
You see, there you go, the eternal question.
Right, well, we've had another review on iTunes. Shall I read this one out to you?
Right, okay, yeah, you bang on.
Right, it starts well. This is by Ardlo, written on the 28th September 2009.
Is that a man or a woman?
Hard to tell. No way of working it out from this.
Well, women have got boobies.
Right.
And, men haven't. Well, some men have.
Well, this man seems to be a penis, so let's assume he's a man.
Whoa, so it's not going to be a good one.
Well, he says, it starts well, you got to download this! Five stars!
Yeah, fuck yes!
Five stars, you got to download this, but then it says, unintelligent ramblings from a bunch of idiots. Then it says, podcasts don't come any better than this.
Well, that doesn't make us schizophrenic!
It's all over the place. One minute, he's saying we're unintelligent and idiots, and then he says, that's what I like. I like unintelligent idiots.
There appears to be a small child trapped in your house.
There's children playing outside. This is not within the confines of my house.
Well, the sex offenders register beckons.
Fine, call the police. I have nothing to hide.
I will call the police. In fact, I'm keeping you on the line and dialing 999 as I speak.
Right, listeners, a hasty exit for me. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Watch with mothers, watch with mothers. Ah.